Frozen. Yeah, that was a blockbuster Disney movie, but it was something else too. Yeah, it was the headline for the record-busting winter of 2015 in a whole lot of the United States. Anytime I heard myself starting to whimper over the long freeze, I just made myself think about one thing, Boston. Yeah, we're talking a little over 100 inches of snow in just a few weeks back then. But out of those snowdrifts comes a really cool story with a big shot of hope to anybody who's listening who's gotten slammed in their life. Crystal Evans lives near what was snow-buried Boston, and a winter like the one that she was enduring could really have put her life on hold, but she didn't get that memo. See, she needs her wheelchair to get around because of the neuromuscular disease that she has, and she needed to get to the post office. Wheelchair. Lots of snow. Ain't gonna happen. Really? Crystal put a snow shovel between her footrest, rolled her chair, and cleared a path as she went. Picture this. Then she looked back and realized what she, her wheelchair, and her shovel had just accomplished. And then she said, well, I could clear sidewalks for everybody. And she did, for over 100 hours. One place where her work was evident was at a bus stop that was treacherous for moms carrying small children and for elderly people. She cleared it so folks could get to a grocery store and a pharmacy. She wasn't the only snow angel in her town, though. Her efforts turned out to inspire others to join her, some who came with their snow blowers. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about turning your hurt into hope. Crystal Evans did not let a paralyzing winter stop her. She didn't let a, quote, disability stop her. Instead, she found a way for her limitations to be used to bless other lives. Her wheelchair, with a little help from her shovel, became a snowplow, making a way for others. I believe she modeled hope for anyone who feels, quote, disabled by what's happened to them, disabled by a medical condition, by grief, financial disaster. Turn your hurt into hope for other people. The Bible says that something transforming happens when we open up our pain to God's healing touch. He will give us, in the words of Isaiah 61, a crown of beauty for ashes, a joyous blessing instead of mourning, festive praise instead of despair, and the crud of our lives becomes crudentials to bring hope to other hurting people. Which leads us to our word for today from the Word of God, 2 Corinthians 1, verses 3 and 4. God is the source of all comfort. He comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort others. When they are troubled, we will be able to give them the same comfort God has given us. Pity party canceled. No more all about me. From now on, it's about how I can use the compassion that's come from my battles to lighten someone else's load, walking the path my Jesus did. The one the Bible calls the Savior of the world left this earth with something he did not come with. He left with scars and nail prints in his hands and feet. He is not a distant God, watching us bleed. No, he bled for us, for me. I can trust this suffering Savior. I can take all the hurt, all the sadness, all the sin of a lifetime and place it in those nail-scarred hands. If you've never had that transaction with Jesus where you give him the life that he paid for on the cross, let this be the day that you let him into all the sin and all the hurt and let him make you what the Bible calls a new creation in Christ, a new beginning. This very day. You say, how do I do that? Well, would you go to our website and let me help you get that settled? It's anewstory.com. That's the website, anewstory.com. And then hanging on to Jesus, we can start using our hurts to help clear a way for someone else. Then, as God says, I become, and I love these words, more than a conqueror.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.